And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of September, 2017. It's the birthday of the jazz saxophonist John Coltrane, born Hamlet, North Carolina, 1926. Asked to describe his style, John Coltrane said, "I start in the middle of a sentence and move both directions at once." It's the birthday of Ray Charles Robinson, born Albany, Georgia, 1930, the father of soul. It's the birthday of the tragic poet Euripides, born 480 B.C. in Athens, best known for his plays Medea, the Bacchae, Iphigenia, et Aulis. Euripides was one of the first writers to portray mythical heroes as regular people, and his dialogue was less structured, less formal, closer to normal, everyday speech. It was Euripides who said, "Tragedy isn't getting something or failing to get it. It's losing something you already have." It's the birthday of Victoria Claflin Woodhull, Homer, Ohio, 1838, who in 1872, even before women had the right to vote, she became the first woman to run for president of the United States on a platform of women's suffrage, nationalization of railroads, the 8-hour workday, direct taxation, abolition of the death penalty, and welfare for the poor. She was able to finance her own campaign because her very good friend Cornelius Vanderbilt had given her stock tips during the 1869 gold panic, and she netted around $700,000 from them. Victoria Woodhull, who once said, "Let women issue a declaration of independence sexually and absolutely refuse to cohabit with men until they are acknowledged as equals in everything, and the victory would be won in a single week." It's the birthday of the journalist Walter Lippmann, New York City, 1889, who argued that the average citizen had neither the ability nor inclination to be fully educated about anything beyond his personal interest. And today is Bruce Springsteen's birthday. He turned 68, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1949. His mother took out a loan for $60 to buy him a guitar when he was 15. First album came out in 1973, Greetings from Asbury Park. Bruce Springsteen, who said, "I looked at myself and I just said, well, you know, I can sing, but I'm not the greatest singer in the world. I can play guitar very well, but I'm not the greatest guitar player in the world. So I said, well, if I'm going to project an individuality, it's going to have to be in my writing." Starting in a few weeks, Bruce Springsteen will be performing a Broadway show featuring songs and readings from his autobiography, Born to Run. Here's a poem for today by Yvonne Boland, This Moment. A neighborhood at dusk. Things are getting ready to happen. Out of sight. Stars and moths and rinds slanting around fruit. But not yet. One tree is black. One window is yellow as butter. A woman leans down to catch a child who has run into her arms this moment. Stars rise, moths flutter, apples sweeten in the dark. A poem by Yvonne Boland, This Moment, from In a Time of Violence, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.